309 Bulls. Well, they're in the playoffs. Will Purdue. I'm pretty excited about that. Former Bull. We'll get to that in a second. Sponsored by Calamos Investments. Will Purdue, I know you do the Bulls for the NBC Sports Chicago, your pre and post game, and doing a fine job with that. But I got to ask you, a lot of people feel like, okay, this is exciting they got in, but they don't really feel this is the team that's going to go very far. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the one thing I like to be is transparent, and I think that's a solid statement. But I think a lot of it also has to depend on, Anna, who the matchups are. You know, it's the records they're playing, you know, against Milwaukee, Philly, Miami. No luck so far. 0-12 against those three teams. 1-1 against Boston, playing for the third time this evening, actually. But if we can get the right matchup, and to me that matchup is Boston, I think that gives us a chance. You know, that's one of the things that you know, DeMar talked about in the post game last night after the Bucks game was just once we get into the playoffs, you got a chance because a lot of things can change. And I tell people stories all the time. You know, when I was working with ESPN Radio, we were sitting in San Antonio for the NBA Finals playing Detroit, and San Antonio won the first two games. And to me, from the eye test, they looked dominant. And we get off the air after game two, and we're like, well, we won't be coming back here. And that was when the series was 2-3-2. So we're headed off to Detroit for three games. And guess what? We ended up back in San Antonio, not only for game six, but for a game seven. So it's all about matchups. It's all about the ability to adjust from quarter to quarter, game to game. And now the great thing is that you'll look at this team. All your weaknesses will be exposed. You'll have to really lean on your strengths to try to win games. And then it'll give Arturis and Mark Eversley a true barometer of what this team really needs. I know a lot of people think we already have all the answers. We need A, B, C, and D. But the playoffs will really tell you, you know, what this team's strengths and weaknesses are, what needs to be addressed. And at the end of the day, we're going in the right direction.
Well, first of all, it's great to meet you. Great to have you in studio today. If we do want to, you know, focus on the strengths and weaknesses, what's one thing you can point to that has been a weakness that has led to this difficult stretch here? You know, they've gone 7-13 over the last 20. What's something you can put your finger on that immediately jumps out that says this is why the struggles have continued?
I think the big thing is just, you know, what's happened on the defensive end of the floor. And a lot of that has to do with injury. You know, it starts with, you know, the point of attack in Lonzo Ball. And it talks about, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'll use something that people are like, wait a minute, isn't that the same thing? You know, the point of attack is Lonzo Ball, but the head of the snake is Alex Caruso. Caruso has been hurt with the wrist, and since he's been back, he's had, you know, some problems with his back. He hasn't been able to play the usual type of aggressive, attacking, relentless defense that he's normally known for. And I think that's affected them. And they've, you know, like a lot of teams, it's not just the Bulls, but a lot of teams, you know, they're struggling with their ability to contain an opponent's screen roll. And that's something that will need to be addressed in the off season. And, you know, we don't know if that's a personnel move, you know, a situation where maybe they change, you know, how they do those things. But, you know, it's something that they will address. And, you know, again, we're going in the right direction. And now you have expectations. So we have what we have this year. The expectations that we've developed, so how does this team get better next year? Because the expectations next year are going to be even more than they are now.
Do you think they've done enough? And for whatever reason, he's become a player where a lot of fans like to point a finger at him. And I know his three-point shooting's down a little bit. He's coming off a rough shooting night. But I've heard you talk about him quite a bit. He's a four-time All-Star. But do you think this team has done enough, I guess, to maximize the talents of Nikola Vucevic and what he is capable of doing?
Well, there's sometimes when a player has a broad spectrum of talents, it's hard to focus on, you know, to continue to go to the well with one of them. He can obviously knock down the three, even though he's not shooting as well as he did last year at that 40% clip. You know, he's mid-30s. I know he's struggled as of late. But I think that one of the things that, you know, Kendall Gill and I talk about a lot is we'd love to see him down in the post more. I think he's a great facilitator because of his size. He can look over the defense he can, you know, find the open man. And even if he doesn't get the assist, it's almost like the hockey assist. He leads, he makes the pass that leads to the assist that gets the guy the open shot, either on the perimeter or a cutter down into the lane. So, you know, that's just Billy and the staff working to try to expand the role of Vooch and trying to see where he works best. And because he can knock down the three and other bigs have a tendency not to guard him out there, you know, maybe he's in a situation where he hoists up one that he shouldn't. But at the end of the day, he's knocked down some big shots from three. And one of the things is, let's say hypothetically, we get the Celtics in the playoffs. If you look at his numbers against the Celtics, he's done really well. And that's where I talk about he could really be the point of emphasis, you know, in the playoffs in that first round.
Will Perdue, we're excited you're doing commentary for us on the Bulls. We hope they go deep. We're very hopeful, and we'll see what happens. What they got about a week and before they'll actually play. When will we learn who they'll face?
Well, that may not be till Sunday. Hmm. Quite honestly, you know, I think we're pretty much locked in at the sixth spot. You know, now with us getting into the playoffs and not having to play in the play-in games. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do. I know Caruso's not playing tonight against the Celtics. I know Zach is listed as probable, but this is just a personal preference. I hope he doesn't play. He needs rest for that knee. You know, what will they do with DeMar moving forward? I think they're going to continue to let guys play to help them maintain their rhythm and work on the chemistry with this team, but I think they're really going to try to, you know, reel in the players, not let them play as many minutes, you know. It's almost like they're all on minutes restrictions now. But, you know, Billy's also still looking around and trying to work on, you know, what he thinks the best rotation is going to be for this team. You know, not only for the starters, but guys coming off the bench.
Thank you, Will Perdue.